Sage Stallone. The first time I met Lucio Fulci, my mentor, definitely in horror films, I was in Rome shooting a picture called Daylight. I was going to be there for 5 months, so I said, before I leave here, I definitely have to meet Lucio and spend some time with him. We met at a little revival theater in Italy called the Arsenal. I walked in, he had already been there, and there I was, the entrance of the building, and he was sitting down, and he stood up, and we gave each other the biggest hug. I said, Lucio, damn it, man. It was incredible. It was the master himself. They were screening House by the Cemetery in the theater there. So here it is, the movie's about to start. We go and we sit down in the auditorium with 50 other people, and we're in the back row. And the movie starts, and he starts screaming, I like this movie, you know, see my cinematographer, Sergio Salvati, do a good job, you know, and they did my editor, you know, he just died, he don't die, he's screaming, and it's 10 minutes into the movie, and people are saying, shut up, you know, and he's there screaming, he's like, fuck them all. It was an amazing experience. So I remember we left the theater and he said, you know, I'm making a new movie, you want to be in it? I go, man, use me, I'm yours, dude, right there, you know? It was like little pay, I didn't care, who cared? I said, it's a Lucio film, man, and I'm happy to be in it. We met again and we went over the screenplay and blah, 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 and I was all ready to do it. I'd bought the rights to his picture called The Beyond. We were gonna set a time for him to do the commentary in the next couple of months. I went back to the United States and I was gonna come back and do the commentary with him. In that time, he passed away. It was horrible news. I was speaking to him maybe once a week. I'd give him a call or he'd fax me. He faxed me with his new address 2 days before he passed away, which was devastating. But man, he lives on, and I refuse to do the wax mask without him. Lucio lives on in all of our hearts.